This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. A massive shock last night on MasterChef. Our favourite lifeguard is sadly out of the competition. The lovely Hayden joins me on the phone for a bit of a chat. Welcome to Joy 94.9, Hayden.
Hey, how are you going?
How are you going?
I'm not too bad. It was a bit of a tough night last night, but yeah, it's all good.
There were many gasps around the country last night, I am sure, because you were very popular with the viewers and many thought that you'd be in the final two. Talk about pressure.
I know, it's a lot of pressure, but it's good to hear that there were so many people supporting me, and I'm really happy that people are, you know, loving the show and loving watching, and yeah, it's awesome to know that people are out there cheering for me.
Now, there's a lot of running last night, Hayden, and of course those famous shaky hands graced our screens again. We always know it's you because the hands start to shake. It's very cute. We like that.
Yeah, the shaking. I don't know. It's something that I've always had, and I'm used to it. I don't really notice it, but I think it's a bit confronting for some people on the television screen.
No, it's your trademark now, for sure. Now, over the weeks, there's been some amazing challenges. What's been your favourite, Hayden?
We've had such an incredible run. I think it had to sort of, you know, the first week when I won that challenge was amazing. But then going to New York and Anthony Bourdain coming around to our house and telling us that we're off to his city and we're off to New York was just absolutely incredible.
Had you been overseas before?
I had, yeah. I've travelled a number of times around the world and also to New York. I've been there. It's probably my fourth or fifth time I've been there.
But not cooking, obviously.
No. The food was obviously an influence. Just obviously, you got to eat, but not going there to cook. No.
Talking of which, during the competition, how did you come up with all those great recipes? Were they from cookbooks or were they Hayden specials?
You know, it comes from a lot of cookbooks. You know, from reading. The way I like to look at it is I cook from experiences, and you know, you see something and it reminds you of a time or a place where you'd eaten something or you'd seen something in a cookbook or you'd read about it, and then you try and replicate it, but you put a bit of your own twist on it. And yeah, it's from a lot of reading, a lot of research, and then you know, just putting a bit of flair and a bit of something different into it.
Getting to meet so many talented chefs must have been a bit of a learning curve for you. What's the greatest piece of advice they gave you during the show?
Thomas Keller came on the show, and he's obviously one of the greatest chefs in the world and obviously the best chef in America, I think. And he said that persistence, you know, you've got to keep at it, especially in a situation like we were in. You get knocked down every now and again, but you've got to get back up and be persistent. And I think if you're persistent, not only in cooking but also in life, and you get out there and give it a go, then you're going to go pretty well.
Because there are times in the kitchen that you're all under pressure, and the pressure is immense, isn't it, on the show?
Yeah, the pressure is full on. You know, you've got the judges there, the time constraints, ingredients that you sometimes haven't even seen or heard of before, and yeah, then there's the fact that one of us is going to be the MasterChef 2011, and it's scary.
Now, Hayden, the beach challenge saw you stripped to your Speedos, and let me say, that episode done it for us, I tell you. It's a perfect marketing move because Network 10, they played that to the hilt, and they really pushed the episode. But the good thing is you have cut the 3 G's covered, which is girls, gays and grannies.
The 3 G's. I've never heard that before. I absolutely love that.
Oh, wow.
You're gaming, Granny.
There you go.
That is so good. No, down on the beach that day was incredible. It was good to, you know, we'd been in the house for quite some time and I'd been away from the beach, and, you know, the people down there were my people, and they're like the people I hang out with at work. And for me to strip down into the Sluggo, it's not something that's unusual for me, so I sort of felt pretty comfortable doing it. And yeah, I needed to cool off and get in the water, so why not?
Now, during the show, Hayden, you obviously all of you love your food and you love cooking in the house, and I know that a few of you have been enjoying the food maybe a bit too much, but not you, because you were out jogging and at the gym every day. Did that sort of clear your head and help you have a bit more energy during the show?
Yeah, definitely. But a lot of it, like you said, we're cooking and we're always talking about food and eating food, and you know, you need that balance in there, and just something to, I think for me, exercise really clears the mind, and you know, going for a jog, doing a little bit of workout, maybe doing some boxing is something that allows you to just refresh and feel energised and ready to go for the next challenge.
Michael and you were great friends in the competition.
Yeah, me and Michael, we were great mates. We shared a room together, and you know, it was good to hang out with and just chat about normal sort of things. And you need that to sort of step away from the intensity of competition. And I really hope that my mate Michael can go on to win the series.
He's a great cock, I must say. He's really talented.
He is. He's extremely talented, and you know, we've seen in the last couple of weeks he's really started to step it up a notch, and it's perfect timing. So hopefully you can keep that form going into the finals week.
Now you're out of the competition, Hayden. There's talks of a TV show. Personally, I predict you'll have a TV show by the end of the year. And ooh. I can also see you doing a lifestyle show, including travel and food. And one of our presenters here also said that you'll be really good as a cooking show for kids.
Yeah, you know, it's something that definitely excites. Cooking with kids, we see with the MasterChef Junior every year that how excited and how incredibly good these kids are. I have a friend with two or three kids, and I go around and cook for them, and they're talking about the taste and the spiciness and this, and you're like, where did you learn these things? And, you know, I love hanging out with kids, and, you know, I've spent a lot of time on the beach teaching kids, you know, about water safety, and, you know, to be involved with kids in cooking would be something that I'd love to do and something that would be quite fun. You never know, MasterChef Junior is coming up and could be on there.
Fingers crossed. So what would be your ideal TV show, your dream job? What would it be?
The dream job would be for me and my good mate, who's a cameraman, to go away and travel to some distant parts of the world and really experience the food and the culture, and you know, try and get a couple of waves in and yeah, just harness what's going on there and bring it back in a nice new age style sort of show.
So I'm sort of right then, aren't I?
Cooking, you are. I think your prediction, and if the prediction by the end of the year comes true, then that would be even better.
Fantastic. Now, you have your own website, which is, of course, haydenquinn.com.au.
That's correct, yeah.
Bit of a hit last night because I couldn't get on there last night.
I know. My poor guys at Being Young Designs, they didn't realise, I don't think, how popular the site was going to be, and that the server, you know, we copped so many hits that it crashed, and we got onto the server and they bumped up the whatever they do, I don't know exactly, and then it's all sort of working again. But it's good to see that people were jumping straight on there and interested, and I'm looking forward to keeping up my posts and doing some blogs and some more recipes, and obviously got my Twitter feed going.
Any work experience coming up, Hayden?
Yes, I've been talking with Alessandro at Ormeggio, so that's Alex's head chef from the first Immunity Pin Challenge. I'm looking to get down there and do a bit of work experience with him, and also that Matt Moran and some of the judges have offered some, you know, if I need any advice or want to come and look in the kitchen, they're more than happy to have me. So, yeah, it's really great and really supportive.
That's fantastic, Hayden. Now, judging by the messages I've received this morning, I have to ask this. Are you spoken for, and what do you look for in that special someone?
No, I'm definitely not spoken for, but I think for me, that special someone has to be able to have a conversation, have a bit of a laugh, and, you know, someone's eyes always get me going.
Yeah, that's true. So finally, Hayden, each week I ask the Lace of Vic D for some cooking tips for our listeners here on Joy 94.9. It's bloody freezing here in Melbourne at the moment, but the weather warms up. What's a perfect dish for us to take to the beach?
Ooh, a perfect dish to take to the beach.
Yeah, friends and family chilling out and kicking back.
That's a tricky. I always like, if you're right down the beach, there's normally a good sort of seafood supply down there. If you whip across the road, grab some beautiful fresh prawns, some crispy rolls, an avocado, and a bit of homemade sort of Thousand Island sauce, chuck that on a roll, that's a perfect beach meal for me.
Oh, fantastic.
Prawn avocado roll. Oh,
yum, yum, yum.
Yeah.
Well, Hayden, thank you so much for joining us today on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. I'm sure we'll see you back on our screens very soon. Hint, hint, any networks listening?
Thank you. Thanks for the support. Bye.
Okay, Hayden, bye-bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.